This is the Mercy Cardinals post-game show on KMOX. Sponsored in part by Bethesda Health Group, providing retirement and assisted living, skilled nursing, memory support, rehab, and in-home care needs for seniors for 135 years.
The Cardinals collect a 4-2 win as they knock off the Mets, opening up a three-game series in New York. This is the Mercy Cardinals postgame show here across the Cardinals Radio Network. Let's go back through the game with the highlights pitching matchup. Miles Michaelis starting for the Cardinals. Jose Buto getting the start for the Mets. And the Mets tried to make a little bit of noise there in the bottom of the first inning. It gets started with a Brandon Nimmo double. Then Starling Marte gets a base hit. After Francisco Lindor flies out for the first out of the inning, Pete Alonso comes to the plate.
Here's Alonso with a ground ball to the shortstop. Crawford goes to second, out on to first. Double play. Way to pitch out of it, Miles Michaelis.
Yeah, gives up a couple hits, a double and a single to lead the inning off, but Michaelis gets out of it, and then the Cardinals, they end up striking first in the next half inning in the top of the second. Nolan Arenado leads the inning off by being hit by a pitch, then Paul Goldschmidt walks, runners on at first and second for Alec Burleson.
Burleson hits one. There it goes. Right center field, home run Burleson. 3-0 Cardinals in the second.
Burleson hitting his first home run of the season as the Cardinals are able to strike first. And this one was mostly a no-doubter off the bat at 107 miles per hour. It travels 412 feet, and the Cardinals jump out to that lead. It is 3-0 on the three-run bomb for Burleson. You want to put up a zero after you get the lead. That's exactly what Miles Michaelis did in the bottom of the second. Now, he gives up a leadoff hit to J.D. Martinez, but then a Jeff McNeil ground down allows Martinez to move to second. Harrison Bader then grounds out, and it brings up Brett Beatty.
The pitch, a swing and a miss, a weak swing, strikes out Beatty, and Martinez is left in scoring position.
And then that leads us to the third inning, where the Cardinals add on thanks to the leadoff hitter in the top of the third, Wilson Contreras.
There's a hard hit ball to left field. Did he get that? That's deep to left. And it is gone, way out of here. Home run number 4 for Wilson Contreras. And that big fly gives the Cardinals a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, there was no doubt on that one. 445 feet, the distance on that home run. It left the bat at 114 miles per hour. Wilson Contreras got every bit of that pitch, and the Cardinals jump out to the 4-0 lead. We didn't know it at the time. That would be it for their run scoring, as Miles Michaelis at that point takes over, gives up a hit, nothing more in the third inning. In the fourth inning, gets some help from the fielders behind him, leading things off in the fourth for the Mets, the always dangerous Pete Alonso.
The 1-1 pitch is hit high in the air towards shallow center field. Long way to run for everybody. A sliding play and a catch. A catch by Ciani. He has been amazing in center field. I didn't think there was any way he would get to that baseball. He was able to lay out, make the catch, and slide about 10 more feet. What a play by Ciani.
Really just an incredible play. A triumvirate of Cardinals came in to try to get to that ball. It didn't look like any of them would get there, but Ciani somehow, some way, makes the catch. It turns into a 1-2-3 inning. J.D. Martinez would strike out. Jeff McNeil would fly out, and the Cardinals continue to lead 4-0 as it goes to the fifth inning. In the fifth inning, the Mets, they would strike. With two outs, it's Tomas Nito at the plate.
And Alonso grounded into a double play. And here's a hard hit ball. Deep center field, back to the wall and gone. A home run by Tomas Nito with two outs in the fifth inning. 4-1 Cardinals.
4-1, game goes to the sixth inning. Miles Michaelis would get the the sixth inning as Jose Buto continues to pitch for the Mets. Eventually in the inning, he would be replaced by Josh Walker. The Cardinals had the bases loaded in the top of the sixth inning, but Walker was able to get Brandon Crawford on a strikeout with the bases loaded, and it keeps it as a 4-1 game. And then the Mets, they would strike again in the bottom of the sixth inning with one out. Francisco Lindor doubles with two outs. It's J.D. Martinez at the plate.
The pitch, And that's hit hard and deep to right field. That is back at the wall, and the ball gets past Nootbaar. Lindor scores, and into second, J.D. Martinez. Nootbaar got back there to the wall but couldn't put it away. The Mets are down by two now.
Yeah, Nootbaar made a kind of jumping, leaping attempt, but just could not get to it. That ends the day for Miles Michaelis. Jojo Romero comes on, and he faces off against Jeff McNeil.
The pitch. Strike three called. McNeil throws the helmet down, flips the bat away, and Jojo leaves Martinez on second. Get back, Jojo. We're going to the seventh.
Good work by Jojo Romero to get out of the inning, and it does remain a 4-2 game. Romero, he would come back out for the seventh, get all three outs in the seventh inning, and eventually would get to the eighth inning. Andrew Kittredge gives up a hit, nothing more, and the game heads to the ninth. The Cardinals continue to lead 4-2. New pitcher into the game is Cardinals closer Ryan Helsley. First batter he faces off against is J.D. Martinez.
Two strikes on J.D. Martinez. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider outside strikes him out. One big out in the ninth inning with two to go.
Jeff McNeil then lines out for that second big out, and it brings up a pinch hitter replacing Harrison Bader, DJ Stewart.
One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the ninth. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. A Redbird winner. Stewart strikes out. Career strikeout number 251 for Ryan Helsley. And save number 8 in 9 opportunities for Helsley. The Cardinals hold off the Mets 4-2.
With the win, the Cardinals go to 12-14. The Mets, they drop to 13-12. Winning totals for the Cardinals, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They leave 5. For the Mets, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They also leave 5. Winning pitcher, Miles Michaelis, he's 2-3. Buto, the loss, he drops to 0-1. Ryan Helsley grabs the save. It is his 8th of the year. And with that save, it means another $100 donation from Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance to Feeding Missouri, teaming up to end hunger throughout the state. Home runs. Burleson, his first. Contreras, his first for the Mets. Nito hitting his first of the year. The game lasting exactly 2 hours and 30 minutes, played in front of an announced crowd of 24,159 folks at Citi Field.